This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Forever Dog.
When your first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with us. Sloppy seconds. Oh, diva.
It was the end of July in New York City. And after an unprecedented year and a pandemic, New Yorkers were feeling anxious to get back out in the world. Restrictions had been lifted. People were vaccinated and ready to party.
The gays in particular weren't just going out in a regular fashion. They were celebrating these long-awaited summer nights in only the way gays can, with a themed night on a boat.
But little did those partygoers know, once boarding the boat at Pier 83 that fateful...
Oh, I think that should be, sorry, once they boarded the boat.
Once they boarded the boat at Pier 83 that fateful night in July, their lives would forever be changed by the behavior of one rowdy passenger.
This is the elusive story of the Demon Twink. Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Sloppy Seconds.
I'm Meatball.
And I'm Big Dipper. And as you know, we typically do chats and loud screaming and interviews, but we thought that this particular story was worth investigating, so we wanted to take a deeper look.
Not only did we think it, but we were tagged in it a whole bunch on Twitter. So we tried our hardest to put together something, and it turned out to be harder than we thought.
It did, but we do have something great for you today that we are excited to share. So, Meatball, why don't you give us some background on the story here?
Let's begin with the party promoter and DJ. Ty Sunderland is a well-known DJ and promoter who puts on amazing events in Brooklyn and New York City and is known for themed nights surrounding pop music. He puts on a sunset boat ride focused on a single artist. This month's boat party is called The Bar Boat and focuses on Nicki Minaj, for instance.
So in July, the theme was Britney, and tickets sold out fast for Ty's Britney Boat. And I remember, I mean, if you follow Brooklyn or New York City gays on Instagram, you most likely saw posts and stories of the Britney boat that night. I know I did. There were queens serving looks. There were gays wearing classic Britney merch, people doing choreography on the boat. Generally, everyone was having a great time and really vibing out to some good old Britney tracks.
Well, the next morning after the Britney boat, a tweet from Ty set the gay internet on fire.
Meatball, would you like to read the tweet?
There was a demon twink on Britney boat last night. Threw a drink at the DJ equipment. Wouldn't get off the stage unless I stopped the music. Then the party ended and he's somehow in VIP getting his ass ate, like, out in the open? We had to literally tell him to stop and go home.
So this tweet started growing and circulating all over the internet, catching fire. This is what you call the beginning of a viral moment,
yes.
Right?
Yes, yes, yes.
And I think it's because people really latched on to the phrase demon twink. Which, you heard before?
No, I've never heard that before. I believe that he may have coined this term in this tweet.
I'm sure. So people loved the phrase, and the comments, the hashtags, the memes, it was all pretty much nonstop after that.
Oh, for sure. And I remember seeing his original tweet. I didn't follow him, but, you know, I follow all the Brooklyn Dolls. They were retweeting it, and then more people were posting stuff under it, like joking about the demon twink. So I went on a deep dive. I was very intrigued by what I saw.
The thread is massive. Thousands of
tweets. It's huge now.
Yeah. So everyone is, you know, people are getting their little jokes off, their little quips. Some of them are sharing their stories. At one point, Ty was sent a video and a screenshot of like a single, like a blurred picture that almost looked like, you know, Blair Witch Project, like a blurry extraterrestrial creature. Mm-hmm. And Ty posted that.
Ty was good to not like post a clear photo of his face. But after that, I think people were able to piece together based on that photo, his earrings, the color of his hair, who he was.
There was definitely a search. So I think let's first sort of focus on the jokes, because the jokes got...
The jokes were good, bitch.
The jokes were good. Someone, of course, made a fake deadline headline that says Ryan Murphy tapped to write, executive produce Demon Twink for Netflix. Troye Sivan to star in the titular role.
That was Matt Ford. And then I think Matt Ford also made a cut together video trailer of Demon Tweak, which was mixed with the Titanic videos and videos of Troye Sivan. Someone named at Jeremy O'Harris posted...
not just someone named at Jeremy O'Harris. Jeremy O'Harris co-wrote Zola, the film that is based on a Twitter thread. And so there was also like a bunch of people talking about A24, wow. The production company is already trying to secure the rights. And so Jeremy wrote, "I have no interest in writing a Demon Twink anything unless Troye Sivan is playing him." And then
Troye said, "Literally, so what if I got my ass ate on a boat in New York? Sue me."
So this is to say, this whole viral moment expanded far beyond those in attendance on the Britney boat.
Exactly. It became a huge meme that it started spreading, and it became a trending meme on Twitter.
Yeah, it was a trending hashtag, and even like Meatball was out in LA and saw someone with a handwritten shirt that said Demon Twink. People were talking about turn this into merch, you know, this whole thing. So of course we're fascinated by the whole situation and we needed to know more.
So we had a phone call with Britney boat attendee Nick, who at one point even took pictures with the Demon Twink, who we will refer to as DT out of polite. I'm calling him Demon Twink. You can call him DT.
I don't give a fuck. DT.
This was Nick's experience on the boat.
Have a listen.
So how about you just give us like kind of a rundown of what your experience was like getting on the boat, what the vibe of the party was before you met the Demon Twink.
Who we also call DT, either way.
DT, who I love that it's already shortened. First of all, Ty's parties are always, his boat parties are literally every single time you get off of them and you're like, I wish I could do this every weekend. It's always so fun. Everyone loads on the boat. Everyone is like instantly like in, everyone's wearing vintage, like pop t-shirts. It's so cool to like listen to only pop music and not just like mixes all on the boat. They load everyone on. This crowd is usually pretty rowdy, especially since we couldn't party for a year. So everyone is basically, including DT, was pretty wasted as we're even like loading on the boat. Like people were, everyone was wasted. It's a nice, beautiful time. Everyone's taking pictures. Everyone's like pretending to be Britney. Everyone's like talking about their favorite B-sides, like talking about Britney music. It's very chill and cool. But sweet little DT, I think, was overserved. He overserved herself. And as you see from that first video, the sun is still up and his jaw is like not attached. And I'm like, you know what?
When you say overserved, do you think just alcohol was involved or possibly some
alcohol doesn't make you clench your jaw like that.
Yeah, she had to be on something.
That was either Molly or cocaine.
Yeah, poor thing. I mean, you know what? Meth. A lot of people are readjusting to partying and I've noticed it with a lot. I'm good at drinking. I always have been. So even I have to be like, okay, I can only have maybe 3 vodka sodas tonight and not 7 because that is, I'm like re-getting into the world.
Right.
But she was overserved on probably several things. So I go to give like hugs, like whatever. Ty has like his friends and like whoever back to like the VIP, and the DT bumps into me. And there's a picture, my picture I posted, I left the stain on my romper that I was wearing. I was wearing the Pepsi romper and I left it on. I could have face tuned it out, but I was like, you know what? Honestly, it's iconic that the demon twink did spill that on me. But she literally
so she
just
bumped
like,
into you.
Yeah, I don't think she would even notice or remember. And it wasn't, she wasn't even being mean. She just like should not have been over there anyways. Then I think I sent you the picture, Dib. This uh-huh. is later. After that, I did not see her. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. It's just, we're on a literal moving boat. If you don't spill a drink on someone, you're not doing it right. Yeah. I accidentally punched someone in the fucking face dancing so hard to Toxic and they literally bled out their mouth. So
what?
Sorry. Yeah, fully. I was just like hitting, you know me, being extra. And they just like came up behind me and I like literally punched them in the face. So it's like, it's a tight spot. But Dip, you're with drag queens. You like are taking pictures. You were like in that thing. Me and my friend Connor take our fucking main on, we want to get our picture together. So we always do a promise. We're like, okay, at this time we're going to meet at the boat and we're going to like get each other our picture. And so we cannot worry about it in our outfits. So we're like very serious about like taking our picture in the back. And the DT kept barging in and was just like, you guys look so cute. I want to pick. And I was just like, okay.
No, really quick. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. But is that a good impersonation of his voice? What does the Demon Twink's voice sound like? Can you,
I
know you're good with your voice.
I was drunk, so I might be exaggerating, but he was very fun, energetic, and peppy when I saw him.
Peppy, got it.
Okay, so you're getting your
pictures.
He was
very like, yes, I want a picture with you guys. You guys are cute. He wasn't miserable. He wasn't like whatever. It just wasn't it was an annoying thing to deal with mm-hmm. because it's just like, okay, we don't know you. And like, you got, and also we wanted like, I think there's like literally probably 10. The fucking funniest thing about all of this is how the gays, first of all, I cannot believe that like Choice of how this popped off. And it's kind of hilarious that it's literally just, Ty tends to rant sometimes, like when shit goes wrong at his parties, he'll tell people on Twitter. Because I will say, the music did keep stopping, and that does suck. Like you can't do. Everyone's now like, oh my god, don't hurt his feelings. Like he shouldn't have done that. I'm like, you also you shouldn't throw a drink on the DJ's shit.
Yeah.
Like fuck, dude, that sucks. That's expensive as fuck. Like I'm surprised if I don't know, like pay for it. I don't know, whatever. So yeah, he did want, that is his brand. And that isn't like a good look when your music stops like 4 times on a boat. And so I guess that's why he was ranting on Twitter. Just like, this is whatever. And the fact that he just said Demon Twink off the cuff and it has become this is just so fucking funny.
So
but I
funny.
Do, I feel bad. I like don't want this person to feel ostracized. Although I don't know if anyone else has done this detective work. I did see on Twitter that some girl dug really deep and found out that he's a Trump supporter.
What?
Yeah, wow. Y'all didn't do no research. I got the tea.
We're at the beginning of our process, Nick.
Dive, but where? Okay, where are... Because I've done a full search of any mention of Demon Twink on Twitter, and I have not seen that.
Well, it's 5,000 tweets, so...
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't think I can read 5,000 tweets?
You think she's illiterate, Nick?
No, that's a lot. Just a lot of time. But no. So they, I think I looked at the little picture on Twitter. They look like a young Drag Race fan that has the time. And she was like,
the one who found the Trump support.
Yes, this is just a fan of something, and then who knows if it's even true. But she said that she was like, I'm not going to reveal the source, but I did dig deep, and I do think that this person has voted for Trump. Which, oh God, that is not good for her. And I hope she deletes all of her social media. but yeah, so now it made me feel a little less bad, but
it's still all hearsay. So you had a couple of interactions on the boat. You took some photos, you had a drink spilled on you, you witnessed music cutting in and out throughout the night, but did you witness the ass eating in the VIP?
I did not witness the ass eating, but I did see someone else sucking dick. So it is, I mean, everyone does that. That's not.
Okay.
I think it was more so because Ty didn't even give a fuck that it was the ass eating part. It was that the boat was stopped, I believe. The boat was stopped and we were supposed to be leaving the boat. So like he's renting this boat And this, the DT is fully getting his ass eaten, which I think there is a man online who did admit to being the ass eater.
Yes, I saw
which
that.
Is very okay. Okay. But yeah, I did not see the ass eating. I wish I had. But I think the problem again was not shaming either for sexual activity, because we're all fucking, everyone's being a hoe on that boat. But I think it was more so the fact that they were, he was refusing to leave, I think. And I may be wrong, but I think that's what it was.
So then you wake up, you see the Ty rants like Ty normally does, but this one catches fire.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying Ty is like a complaining person, but he like, when he wants to defend something, he goes on Twitter and fucking like is like, yeah, yo, don't do this, this or this.
I love following him because Ty will like sort of outline what happened the night before or whatever. So this didn't seem uncharacteristic at all. This was just like, ooh, this one's juicy.
And so I have a question, because you're pretty good at social media, and we're talking about Ty's work ethic on social media. If you were the demon twink, wouldn't you try to spin this? And, like, wouldn't you want people to know it was you? Like, I think because I am a messy person, I would like it.
Yeah, party. Like, I would be like, well, first of all, if he was spinning it, it would, I don't know. I think maybe he hasn't, because maybe he does have evidence of being a Trump supporter. Maybe that's my only thing. I'm like, because I wondered too. I was like, why the fuck doesn't this? Why is he not on? Has a photo shoot with Demon Twink? Like, he literally could be interviewed right now. I mean, it was on Gay Times. Like, this is
this is a moment.
Thing.
Meatball was out last night in LA, and someone had made a shirt. Hand drawn a shirt that said Demon Twink,
and like there was like a million Demon Twink jokes being spewed around, like from the MCs, from everybody, like. It is a moment, and to not like come forward and
I'm
be like, listen,
say that
I'm sorry.
Culture in New York.
You really do. But I mean, how hard would it be for him to come out and be like, listen, I partied a little too hard. Let me pay for your DJ equipment and put like in good faith, show that I'm a good person, and then sell t-shirts to make money.
And then let's collab, Ty, and throw a Demon Twink party that I host. Like, it seems like if you just were having a bad night when you went off too hard, but you had some wherewithal the next day, you could spin this into like an amazing moment.
I totally agree. And I think because I think this person may not be, I think this person might actually not be so fun. I think that's probably
and there's the drop.
Which I feel bad. The thing is, like, Ty has also tweeted, I don't think he meant for it to be this like famous or whatever.
Of course.
And like, you are allowed to, he just wanted to rant about it. But goddamn, I can't. When I saw the LA Comedy Gays, because I love the LA Comedy Gays, when they were tweeting about it, I was like, holy fuck. Because it was like, obviously,
hot,
all the
hot
New Yorkers
takes from their Instagram stories.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. And I was like, okay, well, that's at least in gay culture, we're fierce, Demon Twink is fun. But then like Troye Sivan, now it's like, my straight friends have found out about it. Like, I'm like, this is fucking insane. Again, I was also very blacked out and punched someone in the face on accident. So like, I'm coming out as a demon cub. So
okay, cool. Well, thank you for this insight. We appreciate it.
And I do wish this person all the best. I hope their mental health is great. Like, I don't know. I feel bad a little bit, but don't throw shit on people's DJ stuff. I don't know.
Work.
Don't throw drinks at people. I don't know.
Apparently he had a couple of friends on the boat.
Yes. I know that this person is, from my investigation, I know that he's also from San Francisco. He's definitely not a New York gay. He's not from here. Because, honey, we know each other. Yeah, none of us had ever seen him. That's why it was the first, because we only had, like, a blurry picture of him at first. Ty just posted a screen grab from just, like, one video. I guess he grabbed someone's phone.
Which I think helped advance the lore of Demon because it's like this like red-eyed
horrifying photo.
This is just a perfect example of like when organically all the pieces fall into place to make a viral moment, you cannot manufacture it. It's like it happens without any sort of like premeditation. It's just things line up and then something catches fire. I love that.
DT was definitely the kind of person that is one track mind, like, I'm horny. I want to get drunk. I'm sickening. Everyone get out of my way. I'm the only doll at this party, main character, all of that. Like, that was their whole vibe. Which, yes,
the,
I mean,
the video of the runway that. Walk was very main character energy.
Yes. the walking, like, fully crooked sideways, like, poor thing. I am very, like, I am very honored. Like the demon twink spilled a drink on me, and I would thank her. Like, thank you. Like, I'm so glad that my romper has that drink spilled on it now.
That's the other line of merch.
I will say, it's like, I cannot believe I was on that boat. Yeah, the Regina George, like, she punched me in the face. It was awesome. I can't believe the amount of people that were literally texting me about being at the, I mean, including you, Dip, like, what was, like, what happened? Like, it's so funny that everyone is curious about the damn, like, my friends from Cincinnati have heard about it. It's so crazy. I can't believe this. It's just, and yes, this person should just apologize and make a shirt and make some money.
Yeah.
Wow. That was eye-opening, especially from someone. Nick seems like he has nothing to lose. He really gave it to us.
Well, Nick keeps it real. You know what I'm saying?
It was also, we had a very low angle on Nick for that Zoom call.
You saw bulge. We did see bulge.
Nothing but bulge for most of it, and it was making me horny. All right, let's take a bulge. I mean, let's take a break.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long.
When my fridge is stocked with Factor meals, I'm like, oh baby, I don't have to think about this. Mm-hmm. Like, it is so nice. The combinations are so good. I am a meat eater, but the vegetable options, there are so many. Like, I remember I had it was a mushroom with pasta and like a cauliflower rice. And I was like, the mushroom is filling. Like, there's plenty of portion, there's plenty of vegetable, and there's plenty of flavor. And I am usually sort of not a microwave person.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool that this quality of food can just be heated up in the microwave.
And so fast. I also love it because I am a very much into ordering delivery.
I know.
Now having all the food there, I can kind of pick what I want and it's ready in 2 minutes. I don't have to wait an hour for stuff to get delivered. And these are way healthier options than ordering delivery.
Completely. And when they have multiple things in them, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, if I cook for myself, all I'm going to eat is the biggest bowl of pasta you've ever seen in your life. But this is you get a little pasta and the chicken and a vegetable all in one dish.
Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you gotta do is heat up and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause to reschedule deliveries that suit your lifestyle.
And we're celebrating Earth Day all month long with Factor. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu items for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/sloppyseconds50 and use code sloppyseconds50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box.
That's code SloppySeconds50 at FactorMeals.com/SloppySeconds50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
That's a slay, baby.
Okay, we are back, and this next piece of journalism, I need to very much credit my co-host here, Meatball, because Meatball did some digging on the Twitter thread, and at one point, someone on the Twitter thread jokingly revealed that they were actually the person who sold their extra ticket to the Demon Twink, who was just waiting in the line, on the standby line, on the dock by the boat.
Mm-hmm.
So Meatball was able to identify that person, and this is our conversation with them and their Demon Twink experience.
I thought you were going to say DT.
DT, sorry. DT. Tell us what the event was.
So the event was a Britney Spears-themed boat party called It's Britney Boat. And
that's pretty good.
Much with like all the other queer events that were happening in the city, tickets were very popular. They sold out within like 30 seconds. And I managed to get four tickets for this party. And so I had four friends including myself lined up to go to the Britney boat. But then on the day of the party, one of my friends had to drop out because he lost his wallet on New Jersey Transit.
Oh, no.
And so he can no longer attend. Ugh. So I put on all my socials, like, hey, I have an extra ticket. Like, does anyone want to go to this boat party with me? But I think at that point, people had already made Friday evening plans. And so I ended up just showing up to the party, like waiting outside the, I guess, port, and finding the people in the standby line who wanted to buy like a single ticket. And so we ended up finding this person who was there alone and wanted the ticket. And so we sold him the spare ticket that I had.
Well, now that's a certain mentality to, I go out alone all the time, like thinking I might see some people that I know, or often I'm good for like a 30-minute twirl, especially because I don't drink. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'll go to the bar. I'll just walk around. I'll see what the event is, and then I'll leave. But to go stand on a port in a standby line, not knowing whether or not you're going to do it, in the look, because we saw the
in
look.
In a full look.
In a full look, just hoping. I'm like, that's, you got to be in a ballsy mood.
I have a question. Do you think that this person knew other people there and was hoping to like meet up with their friends there? Okay. So it's not completely, yeah.
I think so, because we like hung out for, like all four of us hung out for a bit, and then they met up with two friends.
And okay. Had you seen this person, maybe we can call them DT. Had you seen this person out in the world before, like at other events, were they like a recognizable face or a brand new person in your world?
I mean, not to be shady, but like many white twinks look the same.
Sure. You gotcha.
No, I have not seen this person before.
Got it. And what was the initial hangout like?
Yeah.
You're like,
can
here's
we get
the
a
ticket.
Vibe for this person?
Yeah.
I mean, he was pretty normal. He seemed pretty normal. And his friends were very much like, they seemed very fun as well. And I mean, I had no inkling that this chaos would ensue until like we hung out for a bit and hung out with his friends as well. And then we kind of just like split off and I didn't see him for the rest of the night. And it wasn't until like the day after that I realized.
So you didn't see any of the ass eating. You did not see
you
the
jumped
drink
right to the
throwing.
Ass eating meatball. We were going to build. Oh,
sorry. So how many people would you say were on this boat for you to not see them for the rest of the time?
Oh God, probably like several hundred. Like,
okay.
There was also like three floors as well. There was the basement, which was like the entrance with like concessions and drinks, and then there was the dance floor on the main floor, and then like an upper deck level as well.
Well, this question has nothing really to do with the Demon Twink himself, but how much are they charging for drinks on that boat?
It was $10 for like a beer and $16 for anything with like spirits.
Oh,
got it.
Wow.
So a lot of people were bringing bags, a bag or two in order to avoid the costly charges at the bar.
Honestly, I didn't see anything. I mean, they checked bags at the front. So I imagine it would have been hard to smuggle in like a significant quantity of alcohol.
Uh-huh. But people, I mean, a bag of drugs. Like people were popping pills and bringing little baggies in because it's more of a, would you say that because people come to dance, they want to have a good time. They want to see the Statue of Liberty. So maybe there was a fair amount of recreational drug use aboard this boat.
It would not surprise me if that was the case. I'm honestly so oblivious to that kind of thing.
I know, me too, actually.
You know what? I will say there were people in the bathroom getting into stalls with each other, and whether that was for sex or for drugs is beyond me, but I don't doubt it.
Meepo, you have experience going into stalls. What normally happens in there?
Mostly cocaine. If it's a pill, you're just going to have it with a cocktail. You'll buy one $16 cocktail. You have your pill. You have your good time.
Okay, now, so fast forward. Yeah, go ahead.
So the evening is progressing. He's going chaotic. You're not seeing any of it. But based on the stories, did the boat dock and then there was a VIP area off of the boat? Or was there, he was on the boat?
Yeah, so he was the VIP area was basically on the main dance floor, like behind the DJ booth, and that was the VIP, and it was like cordoned off with the like thing. Yeah, I don't know,
the stanchions.
So the next day, the DJ and promoter of the events, Ty Sunderland, posted just sort of like a brief, casual comment of like, I wasn't gonna say anything, but there was a demon twink on this boat, and that ignited a Twitter fire. Tell me how you saw that or heard about that and your response to that.
Right, well, so I was on Instagram the morning after, and I noticed in one of Ty's friends who was in VIP's Instagram stories that this person was in VIP. And I was like, that's kind of interesting because this person came from the standby line and somehow managed to find his way into VIP. So like, I made like a little mental like note of that. Uh-huh. And then my friend who was on the boat with me, sent me Ty's Twitter thread about a demon twink in VIP getting his ass eaten out very publicly and destroying DJ equipment. And I was like, huh, that's interesting. And I like scroll through the thread and Ty posted like a blurry photo of this person, very much like unidentifiable.
Yeah. Right.
And I was like, okay, that. So there is this blurry photo of this person who has very similar hair and the same like ear piercings as the person that I brought onto this boat. And I was like slowly piecing it together. But I was like, I think I brought the demon twink onto the Britney boat.
Oh my God.
Yes. And so I was like, you know, in a moment of like admittedly like clout chasing, I was like, ooh, I can like be part of something. But I was also very conscious of not trying to dox this person.
Yes.
Right. Of like, course.
I was like, I'm going to contribute to the conversation, tell people that I think I brought this person onto the boat. And then I posted like a photo of him, but like with his face like censored out with like a double emoji.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And based on that, I think other people used like the hints from like the hair and the outfit to realize that they had videos of this person with their face and like posted the uncensored video of him. And I think that's how this kind of further exploded into a witch hunt beyond the meme of just demon twink.
Right. Now, because that's kind of when Meepal and I were talking about wanting to talk to people about this story, that's kind of the thing. It's like, we love this kind of story. This is such a great like moment of like crazy time at the bar. How did this person even get here? What was going on? You're getting your ass eat. We love that. But then in this day and age, it sort of quickly becomes like, ugh,
does this person get doxxed
and then everybody finds out and then they fucking lose their job? It's like, no one is trying to, like, this is like a fun party story. And I think it speaks to the time that we're in, that like everyone's trying to like gossip and have fun and make t-shirts and make merch about the fun Twitter thread that's like a party story. And then all of a sudden it immediately could go left and be like really toxic for this person's life who was just trying to be messy at a party one time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, if I got doxxed every time I acted a damn fool or threw drinks at people, I'd be canceled. I'd be over. I would not be working in this town at all. So I really do respect, work more than you, fat faggot.
Okay.
Now, I do really respect that you are keeping your identity and their identity a secret. I think that that's very nice and kind of you. I don't see how it You are correct. It's not going to help in any way.
It doesn't benefit anything.
It doesn't benefit him at all. And honestly, I mean, I've been in his shoes. He's probably like, what is it, Tuesday now? Probably still a little hungover. And probably very embarrassed and like doesn't want anyone to know who he is.
Yeah,
there's no way that he hasn't seen the tweets.
Right. And I think, you know, if there wasn't like a witch hunt for him, it would kind of be iconic for him to come out and just like own it. I mean, and Ty has also said that he doesn't care who this person is anymore, yes. like or ever. Let him have his anonymity. I think if he came out, it would kind of be iconic.
Thank you so much for coming on and talking to us. Thank you so much for figuring out who the messiest person would be and selling them a ticket. What a gift.
Oh, and then what made you, I guess, was there a moment where you thought about whether or not to engage on Twitter? Like, did you feel like, oh, fuck, I don't want to get involved when everyone was talking
was
about
it when I DM'd you?
No. So I think what happened was, like I said before, I like kind of seized on the moment of like feeling a part of something and like had this really like, I lost sight of my personal boundaries with the whole situation. Cause when someone posted the photo or the video rather of this person with their face in it, I was like, oh, well I want to get the likes. I want to get the retweets. I want to get the followers. I'm going to do the same. Cause I also have a video as well. So I posted that and I kind of leaned into the whole harbinger of Demon Twinks thing and the whole, maybe I'm the real Demon Twink of the Britney boat.
Right.
But then I saw a few, like my friends who were, on the boat as well. They like initially were sort of like into it, but then were very much like against it. And I saw other people tweeting like, what do we think this person is feeling right now? How do we think this person is feeling right now? Could you imagine like having a crazy night, waking up the next morning and seeing your image like plastered all over gay Twitter?
Right.
I think you are correct in that like this could really affect someone's mental health. And I think a lot of people are like you are right that the witch hunt of it all is a little intense. It's a little too much. It's like Dipper saying like, let's let him stay anonymous, but like, let's keep having fun with it.
Right.
But like, let's not try to do what I was doing, which was like trying to actually get in contact with this person. Like, clearly when he's ready, he will come out.
Which, when you ever want to come tell your story, we're here for you.
Yeah.
I'm talking to the person.
To the Demon Twink.
Well, he may not like to be called
that. Honestly, though, I don't understand. Okay, well,
if someone giving me
all this attention, negative or positive, I would be like, well, I got to run with this. Like, this is my moment.
You would be writing the pilot. Yeah. You would be pitching it.
Anyway.
All right.
It's Britney, bitch.
You know, I was not expecting them to be so Team DT.
Listen, this brings up a lot of things. So, you know what? Let's take a break and then we'll have like a little roundup conversation about how we feel about this whole situation.
So obviously, we'd love to talk to more people. We wish we could have talked with Ty Sunderland, who threw the event and whose DJ equipment got ruined. But it's clear that Ty has moved on and is not interested in rehashing this night.
Right. So, you know, even on Twitter a few days after everything went viral, Ty wrote, here are some tweets from August 1st, which are just literally like the boat was on the 30th. So after probably 36 hour firestorm, Ty wrote, I want to be clear. Yes. Demon Twink threw a drink on me. Did he ruin my equipment? Yes. Am I mad? No. If I was him, I'd capitalize on the name and make merch. He would have just been kicked out, but we were on a boat. So wish him the best. And then follow that up with, yes, he would have been kicked out if we weren't on a boat.
Yeah,
it's not a question of how much security is on the boat. Security is basically cops. I don't want cops at my party. We should be able to just manage without. Because everyone was like, why didn't you kick him out?
Why didn't you kick him out? Why didn't you kick him off? And it's like, again, it was a boat. It wasn't. I think a lot of people thought it was a boat party, but like
docked.
But no. Like, that's not who does that.
And then Ty on Monday after the whole weekend wrote, okay, now it's Monday. No more Demon Twink discourse. Let him have his anonymity. I don't want to know. I just hope he never throws a drink at DJ equipment again. So this, of course,
was,
you know, brings up a bigger issue, which we sort of hit on in both of our interviews, is that this is like we live in an age where if this wasn't taken with a sense of humor and we weren't out here trying to be like funny to investigate the situation and all that, like someone could drag the hell out of this person and really sort of like ruin his life on the internet, right?
Yeah. But I think that at the end of the day, I think about like, not to make it about me, but let me make it about me. I've done so much worse. I've done so much worse than this. And I think that, like, we need to remember, like what Ty is saying, it doesn't matter. Like, yeah, his equipment got a little bit ruined. It's kind of part of working in nightlife. Like, shit's going to happen. It's not like he's out to get this person.
Right.
He wrote one little tweet that was, like, his experience of the evening. And it wasn't, I don't think he meant for it to get this big.
Not at all. It's sort of like, it's that thing of, and I said this already, but it's the thing of 10 years ago, this just would have been a story that made its way around to a couple people. Oh, the Demon Twink, that guy who got his ass ate in VIP, blah, 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 blah. And it would have been like a funny joke. And then everyone just would have moved past it. Mm-hmm. But because the internet has this ability, I feel like it has the ability to like teeter on toxicity. And this to me is a success story. Like this is a story of like something happening, something going viral, everyone wanting to like be a part of it. But in 2 months, like, no one's gonna, like, people might use the phrase Demon Twink, but even if that person says, like, oh, it's me, I had a bad night, I don't think anyone will be like, you fucking ruined it. Like, it all comes out in the wash and it's all positive, which I feel like is actually the message here. Like, we should be able to, like, let loose and have a good time, right?
I mean,
like, party,
like
you're on a boat.
It's everyone's first, not their first time back out, but, like, it's one of the first big parties of the year. It's Britney themed. It's like a great thing to go to. So yeah, maybe he did a little too much, but who cares? He was letting loose. He was letting steam off.
I also think it's interesting because
it's
even
not like
said
he actually
this.
Hurt anybody.
Right, of course. And I said this also immediately. And I, you know, I'm like, I just think it's fascinating the way some of us think like this should be spun into a brand, or it'd be like merch or a nightlife party, like have the Demon Twink party. I think a lot of millennials think like that because of like the gig economy. I think people in entertainment think like that, but like, you know, there are a lot of people who just want to lead normal lives.
And I forget, and he might be one of those people.
He might be a diva who like works in an accounting firm and like popped a pill. What do they call it?
There's Molly. Or
a Molly pill?
I think Molly or ecstasy are the same thing. I don't know. I just take it whenever someone gives it to me.
Whenever someone has, you know, just like had a good time, let loose, and then in the morning woke up and was like, oh, fuck, the whole internet is talking about me. So I get it. I get it why you want to, like, you know, hide under a shell. We, Meatball, found an account that we feel is very confidently this
person. Oh, it's 100% him.
And
because
we've sent them messages.
I found his YouTube channel as well. And guess what?
Uber Jobber?
He did not go to Uber Jobber, but one of his earliest YouTube videos, there's only like 3 or 4 on the YouTube account, is him doing choreography to a Britney Spears song.
What? What? Why did you ever send that to me?
Well, because I mean, you weren't responding when I was like, I found the demon twink. And then I sent you pictures of him. I sent you pictures of the boat. I sent you pictures of its face. And so you never responded. So I was like, I guess you're just not that interested in having Demon Twink on. But yeah, we both sent Demon Twink a message offering him to come on and talk. We don't know if he read it or not. But yeah, so I mean, he loves Britney.
Yeah, so maybe the motivation was he heard about the conservatorship being lifted. He got really excited. He wanted to go party.
He said, let me go. Let me go stand in line. Like, here's the thing about me. Here's one thing about me that
you don't like
know.
Lines.
I hate lines. And the other thing I'm not going to do is go show up to a place where I possibly will not get in.
Right.
You know what I mean? If there's no, I'm not going to do that. And to go all the way to Pier 83 to stand there and wait and then to possibly be turned away to have to go somewhere else, he needed to be on that boat.
That's right. And I think we as the world needed him to be on that boat so we could have this moment.
I wonder how many more people are going to start going, like, buying out Ty Sunderland's parties. I mean, I know he sells out all the time, but, like,
yeah.
I feel like this brought him a lot more attention.
Completely. I think all of his events. Well, what's funny is that, like, this past weekend, the following week, he threw a party called Devil's Playground. And someone tweeted, like, well, the Demon Twink was a perfect marketing scheme to get people to buy tickets to Devil's Playground.
It was.
And then Aquaria, who also did not respond to Meatball's messages, the following day for Ty's, like, tea dance party, wore devil horns as the Demon Twink.
But then everyone got mad at them.
See, okay, so let's have that. Let's have that
conversation. Who's having that conversation?
Why can't you be funny? Why can't you be funny?
Also,
as long as like
it's
here's
no
what.
One's else's place to be upset about that but the Demon Twinks.
And
like,
let's
you
say,
can't come for Aquaria for dressing up like that unless you were in fact the Demon Twink.
Well, let's also say the Demon Twink, let's throw a random name out here. The Demon Twink's name is Pete. Okay.
Is
I don't think
no,
that's
it's not. It's not. It's
okay,
not.
Great. The Demon Twink's name is Pete. Like, if you are just going, if you're making a look on the viral joke of Demon Twink, the look is not. You're not trying to dress up in cosplay as Pete. You're not wearing Pete's legal name and address on a t-shirt. Like, you're doing not like the joke of what Aquaria was doing had nothing to do with the real identity of this person. Was basically just like a celebration of the virality of the term demon twink.
Yeah.
And that I think is the positive to take away from this versus like everyone being like, this is shaming and this is, you're gonna ruin their life and you're gonna this. I don't know how great I feel about people sharing actual photos and videos of the person being like, this is Demon Twink. But also it's sort of like, I don't know, in this day and age, if you don't want photos and videos shared
don't
of
go
you,
outside.
Don't go outside. Is that fucked up?
No. I mean, don't go to an event if you don't want your photo taken. Or like, but here's the other
thing. Or have private event and have everyone put their phones in a bowl.
Which I've done. Now, I'm just kidding about the don't go outside. I mean, if there are some videos where he doesn't know he's being taped. So those,
right.
I think, maybe should not have made their way onto the internet. But the ones where he's literally posing with people, he posed with people for those.
Right. And according to our interview with Nick, asked to, like, jump in and take photos with people. She was feeling it. She was feeling her oats.
She was having a good time. Like, I just don't understand. I mean, I understand don't throw drinks at DJs.
I just want to know who ate the ass.
That person commented, I ate the ass. Why is there no attention on me?
Do you think it was real?
I don't think it was real.
Yeah.
I think the other problem was, like, because it was so viral and everyone was trying to, like, make a moment of it, there was a lot of people taking claims to things that weren't happening. Like,
yes,
the demon twinks threw this at me, or, like, I spit in my mouth, and, like, all these comments on there. And it was like, I don't know if these are jokes or if it's real.
Right. I'm just thinking about eating ass now.
On a boat. That would make me seasick.
But that's fine. I'm just curious what else happened or if it went right to ass eating.
Probably started with some kissing.
And then it was like, eat this bus.
I don't know. You know how many times I've seen people get like fully fingered in a club? You know what I mean? It might
fully,
just be like...
Fully fingered?
Yeah, fully fingered. Dry.
So, for now, the demon twink remains unidentified and living in infamy on a few of these iconic Twitter threads and in all of our minds. So, who knows? Who knows who might appear on the next boat party or at your local club? It could be a hateful bro, a messy jock, a psycho silver daddy, or even a sloppy bear.
Stay vigilant out there.
Did you like the wrap up I just did?
Yeah, that was really good.
Thank you. So right. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for joining us on this special episode of Sloppy Seconds. I'm Meatball and that's Big Dipper.
Yes.
And we hope to bring you more episodes like this. So if there are any legendary nightlife stories from your hometown that you want explored and exploited, let us know.
See you on Tuesday. Bye.
Doodle-a-doo-doo forever dog. To listen to Sloppy Seconds ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball. Music, editing, and sound design by William Pitt.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.